Patriots fans, are the quarterbacks getting too much credit in this one, or is it much a Tua about nothing? Stay tuned. You're about to be locked in to the Locked On Patriots podcast.
Locked On Patriots, your daily New England Patriots podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello to all of you Foxborough faithful, and thank you once again for making Locked On Patriots a daily part of your New England Patriots coverage, and also your first listen every day. Remember, Locked On Patriots, free and available on all platforms, including YouTube. So if you're listening to us audio, download, subscribe to follow Locked On Patriots wherever you get your podcasts, and smash that YouTube subscribe button. I am your host, Mike DeBate. I cover your New England Patriots for Patriots Country of Sports Illustrated. Be sure to let me know what's on your mind. Follow me on Twitter at MDABATENFL. And while you're out there showing some love to the Twitterverse, please be sure to follow the Locked On Patriots account as well at LO_Patriots. Pats fans, remember, today's episode of Locked On Patriots is presented by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is a daily fantasy made easy. Pick 2 to 5 players, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 10 times your money on your entry. First-time users can receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with the promo code Locked On. That is prizepicks.com, promo code Locked On. Greetings and salutations, Foxborough faithful. Thank you so much for joining me here today on this Tuesday episode of the pod, and once again, some technical snafus that are preventing us from being able to be live and in living color in live video on YouTube, but we are coming at you on YouTube as well as audio. So thank you very much for hanging in there with Locked On Patriots as we try to continue to bring you the best coverage we possibly can and to be your voice each and every day for Patriots Nation. And Pats fans, we begin with preparations continuing in Foxborough for the New England Patriots matchup with the Miami Dolphins week one of the 2022 NFL season. Pats with a September 11th date, 1 p.m., Hard Rock Stadium, Miami Gardens, Florida. The Pats and the Dolphins ready to hook it up. And as the Pats make their way to South Florida, because the Patriots left on Tuesday to go down to Miami, they may have the services of two key offensive contributors at their disposal. Head coach Bill Belichick giving us a little ray of hope just days after the Patriots unfortunately had to place wide receiver Tyquan Thornton on injured reserve. During his weekly guest shot on WEEI's The Greg Hill Show, Belichick gave a rather encouraging outlook, if I may say so myself, of his team's health. He basically noted that each member of the roster, save for Thornton, should be in a position to play on Sunday. And naturally, that got Patriots fans' imagination running wild, or at least piqued their curiosity. And basically what that means is that both Isaiah Wynn and running back Ty Montgomery have made the trip to Miami and have a chance to play on Sunday. And that is excellent news for the New England Patriots, two key contributors on offense. And folks, the Pats are going to need them. There's no question about it. And Belichick was very candid about this during his appearance, quoting him verbatim when he was asked on the Greg Hill Morning Show. He says, quote, "I expect everybody that can be ready to go will be ready to go. I know everybody's working really hard to be 100% healthy and to be ready for the game. Players, coaches, staff, everybody. So we'll see how that develops, what kind of condition the players are in. I don't know if they'll be able to play, but they're working hard to be there. We'll just have to take it day by day on everybody, and we'll see where they're at." And shortly after his appearance, Belichick met with members of the media via video conference. And when we asked him what the situation was with Wynn and with Montgomery and whether or not that included those two, he said it does. So the New England Patriots right now are in the evaluative phase to try to see if Wynn or Montgomery are able to get on the field. And once again, folks, this is good news for the Pats, definitely good news for Isaiah Wynn. In my opinion, if there is a more deserving player, or I should say a player who needs it most to get on the field, I would probably give the edge to Wynn over Montgomery at this point. Isaiah's got to work to stay healthy. He's got to get on the field. And when he is healthy, he is one of the better tackles in the league, but we have to see more from him. There's no question about it. He was absent for much of the latter parts of training camp and preseason, dealing with an undisclosed ailment. We still don't know what the injury was to Isaiah Wynn that kept him off the field so much. He didn't participate in New England's final open practice last week. That led to some question about his status for week one, but it appears that he's at least going to get the chance to get the shot to play. And in addition to his health, Wynn has to get on the field because there are still some logistical things that I've seen, I know a lot of my colleagues in the media have seen from Isaiah, really lead you to believe that there is still some work to do. On-field struggles, that caused him some difficulty down the stretch in 2021. At times, from what I saw in Isaiah Wynn, he had problems with his initial push out of his stance. He surrendered the edge a bit more often than he has in previous years. And I noticed that some of that aggressive pass protection that Isaiah usually is very good at, I think it dissipated a little bit. He was a lot slower when positioning himself on the Patriots' schemed pressures. He's more than capable of righting the ship, folks. There's no question about it. I don't want to make it seem like the ship has sailed on Isaiah Wynn. Far from it. But he's got to return to that strike-first approach that protects the run first and foremost, and even get aggressive when trying to stop the pass rushers before they get into position to hit their stride. Now, some of this is going to be a challenge because, as you all know, Isaiah Wynn has been taking reps at a new position since minicamp began, and that is switching from left tackle to right tackle. Big Trent Brown going back to the position he was familiar with in 2018, protecting Tom Brady's blind side. He'll do the same for Mac Jones in 2022, but that means Isaiah is now learning a new position. And while it's not completely foreign to him, it's still an adjustment. So these are all things that Isaiah needs to do on the field. And to be on the field, he has to see the field. And we all hope that he's going to be able to suit up on Sunday without any question. Now, just in case he's not able to do it, Yanni Kajust has performed very well instead. Michael Owenu has played some right tackle. I know some people have said maybe they might move him in there. I think the Pats will go with a team of Kajust and Heron, Justin Heron meaning, and this may elicit some groans from you out there listening, folks, but Yanni, I thought, had a very solid camp. I think he can do the job very well, and I still think there's something to bite onto there when it comes to Justin Heron. Long-term, not really a solution, but in the short term, if you need him to make a spot start or play significant minutes, he can definitely give you the opportunity to win football games. So I don't want to make it seem like it's a complete disaster on the right side, but the Patriots are better with Isaiah Wynn in there. I don't think there's anyone that will argue that point. And again, if he isn't able to go, I would look for Kajust and Heron to get those starts, but don't be completely shocked if you see a Wayne new slide over. I know the Patriots experimented with that a little bit in their latter part of their preseason. That's something to keep an eye on as well. So Patriots definitely hoping the Wynn's going to be out there. As for Ty Montgomery, he is going to be someone that the Patriots would love to see out there. He suffered an ankle injury in the Patriots preseason finale against the Las Vegas Raiders. I'm not going to lie, it looked like an injury to me that was going to keep him out for a while, but Montgomery's prognosis continues to get better, and that is a good thing for the Pats because, much like Isaiah Wynn, Ty's success with the team is going to be determined by his play on the field. He's coming off a season in which he didn't exactly light up the scoreboard or the stat sheet for the New Orleans Saints. 2.9 yards per carry, 15 rushes, caught 16 passes for 95 yards, zero touchdowns for the Saints last year. But that being said, this is a different Ty Montgomery that we've seen in training camp and even far as back as minicamp. Montgomery has emerged as that dual threat option, both as a runner, as a receiver, and he looks like he's ready to slide into the role that was vacated by the retired James White. I know, folks, it still doesn't seem right that I'm referring to him as the retired James White, but such is life, and game moves on, and the Patriots do move on as well. And don't let that fool you. Ty Montgomery is very capable of stepping into those shoes. I think he can be a very good option on third down, as well as a backfield receiver. I even like the option that he could be a third Z receiver option off the line of scrimmage alongside guys like Jacoby Myers, Kendrick Bourne. He has that receiving capability, but I also look for him to be someone that is very active in the kick return game. Those are a lot of hats to be wearing for a player that is playing in his first year in New England, which is why he needs help. So it wouldn't completely shock me to see Ty Montgomery sit this one out. I think he made the trip to give a lot of what he can give on the practice field, maybe give him the experience of being in the Patriots locker room, not completely shutting him out of this one. He definitely may go. There's an absolute possibility he may go, folks. I don't want to pour cold water on the coals just yet, but my gut reaction is that Ty will sit this one out. And if he does sit this one out, Ramondre Stevenson, I think, will take the majority of the snaps on third down. That seems to be the way the Patriots are shaping up. And who knows, maybe they elevate someone like a little Jordan Humphrey to take the third down receiving option. Or maybe they just go with what they've got. Maybe Pierre Strong comes up big and he becomes an option on third down as well. Patriots have some options in that backfield, but ultimately, if he's unable to go, meaning Ty Montgomery, heavy dose of Damian Harris, heavy dose of Ramondre Stevenson. So Patriots and the Dolphins, folks, continue to march toward their showdown on Sunday at 1 p.m. in Miami. And keep an eye on the first injury report of the week. That will be released on Wednesday afternoon, and we'll break it all down for you here on Locked On Patriots all week long. That being said, Patriots fans, it's not just about the players on the field injury-wise that are dominating the headlines this week. A lot is being made of quarterback play. Is a lot of it being taken out of context? Well, there's a certain argument that's floating around Patriots and Dolphins Twitter right now, and I felt the need to address a little bit, and I'm going to discuss that in just a moment with regard to Tua Tagovailoa and Mac Jones. Are they getting too much credit for what's going on the field, or are they not getting enough? Well, I'll tell you what, we'll come back to that in just a moment when this episode of the Locked On Patriots podcast continues. But first, folks, please be advised that today's episode of Locked On Patriots is being brought to us by Prize Picks. Pick 2 to 5 players, and if they will go score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 10 times your money on any entry. No competing against other people. It's just you versus the projections available. Prize Picks offers projections on any sport that you want to watch. This includes NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, PGA, college sports, whether it be college football, men's college basketball, women's college basketball, soccer, WNBA, Euro basketball, cricket, all of it. They have a bead on everything over at Prize Picks. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. That's right, folks. It's that easy. Safe withdrawals, fast withdrawals, and it's currently operational in over 30 states and Canada. So don't delay. Do it today. Download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com to sign up and play daily fantasy sports. First-time users can receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with the promo code Locked On. If you deposit $100, Prize Picks will give you $100. If you deposit $50, Prize Picks will give you $50. And don't forget to enter the promo code Locked On at sign up for an instant deposit match up to $100. Visit our good friends at prizepicks.com. Patriots fans, thank you once again for taking part of your day and spending it here on the Locked On Patriots podcast as we attempt to bring you right up to kickoff on Sunday, week one of the 2022 NFL season. Your New England Patriots against the Miami Dolphins. And one of the big storylines coming out of this matchup, folks, is the quarterback battle. Former Bama boys going at one another, Tua Tagovailoa of the Miami Dolphins, and of course, Mac Jones from your New England Patriots. A lot of the narrative that's going on between these two quarterbacks is who's going to get the upper hand? Who deserves the lion's share of the credit for his team being in a position to lead to victory? A lot of people feel that the quarterbacks get far too much credit, no matter who the quarterback is, but especially these two guys. You've heard arm criticisms on both sides of the ball, both Tua and Mac Jones. Decision-making, ability to lead, things of that nature have all been criticized for both of these guys. And while I do understand that some of that is warranted, and there is definitely a certain section of each fan base that is maybe a little more critical of the quarterbacks than they should be, I'm also noticing that there is a select group of Dolphins fans that take delight in deriding Mac Jones about getting too much credit for the work that goes on up here in New England, but they're also tooting the horn of Tua Tagovailoa, saying that if the Dolphins are successful on Sunday, then Tua will be 4-0 against Bill Belichick. And we know that Bill Belichick has a penchant for being very successful against young quarterbacks, but success has eluded him against Tua Tagovailoa. We've heard a lot about Tua's 3-0 record against the New England Patriots and Bill Belichick, and folks, we're going to continue to hear it right up until kickoff on Sunday. But the reality is, when you look at Tua's statistics for these games, maybe it's really not Tua that's 3-0 against the New England Patriots in this stretch. I think the Dolphins team as a whole probably deserves a lot more credit instead of saying that Tua is simply going to be 3-0 against the Patriots. It lends itself into the argument where a lot of Finns fans are saying that, oh, Mac Jones deserves no credit for any of the Patriots' success last year. It was all smoke and mirrors. That's simply not the case. Just like Tua deserves some credit for what went on the field, Mac deserves some as well. But we'll take a look at Tua's performance in these three games. The first game that he took on the Patriots, December 20th, 2020, wasn't available for the first game in that season for the 2020 season, but Tua completed 20 passes on 26 attempts, 76.9 completion percentage, 145 yards, zero touchdowns. He was intercepted once and he was sacked twice. Not exactly numbers that are going to put you in Canton, folks. But again, that's one game. We'll point out that the Miami Dolphins were victorious in that game. So absolutely give the Dolphins a lot of credit, but it's tough to say that Tua really earned that victory. His teammates probably pulled him through that one. Then we move to September 12, 2021, the season opener last season, where, unfortunately, the Miami Dolphins did beat the New England Patriots 17-16. In that game, 16 completions for Tua, 27 attempts, 59.3 completion percentage, 202 yards passing. And he did have a touchdown in that game, but he was also intercepted. And again, he was sacked twice. Decent performance for Tua, probably a little better than the first time around, but still a lot of credit needed to be given to the Dolphins teammates on that, just in my opinion, folks. But that's how we're breaking this one down. And then, of course, the season finale in January earlier this year. Still doesn't feel like it was earlier this year, but believe me, folks, it was. January 9th, 2022 at Miami. New England Patriots fell in that game as well. Tua completed 15 of 22 with a 68.2 completion percentage, 109 yards passing, one touchdown, one sack. So when you look at everything altogether, Tua Tagovailoa has a passer rating combined of 81.9 in three games against the Patriots, 456-yard passing, two touchdowns, two interceptions in three games against the Patriots in his career. And again, it lends itself into the argument about maybe quarterbacks getting too much credit. Maybe they indeed do. But when you start saying that quarterbacks are going to be 3-0 or 4-0 against Bill Belichick, it only arms a certain group of fans to be able to use that. And it also arms the Belichick haters to come out and say, see, Belichick is 0-4 against this quarterback. He doesn't have the monopoly on young quarterbacks. For every argument that's out there, folks, you can have an equal and opposite argument. That'll make some sense, and it'll always make for good bar discussions back and forth. But ultimately, the New England Patriots definitely do have their hands full when it comes to Tua Tagovailoa. But in my opinion, they have their hands full when it comes to the Dolphins team as a whole. Keep in mind that during these games that Tua was supposedly winning against Bill Belichick, the Dolphins rushed for 250 yards and 195 yards in two of those three wins. In the other, it took cornerback Xavien Howard's fumble recovery inside the 10-yard line to save the day for the Dolphins. So before we give Tua too much credit or too much hype for possibly being 4-0 or 3-1 against the Bill Belichick-led team, let's remember that the 81.9 passer rating definitely tells, I think, more of a story. If you're going to use the argument that Mac Jones is getting way too much credit or that he's not capable of leading his team, well, then you got to kind of look at the statistics sheet as well. And what's good for the goose is good for the gander in this situation. You can't have excuse me, folks, you can't have it both ways. You can give Tua the credit, but not Mac. If you're going to use the argument that Mac gets too much credit for the Patriots' victories, can't exactly come back and say that Tua is 3-0 versus Bill Belichick. If you look at the stat lines, they tell a different story. So, folks, my little rant here is not a knock on Tua Tagovailoa. I know it sounded like one. That's not how I meant it. I'm actually a fan of Tua, and I think he's done a fine job and will continue to do a good job as the quarterback of the Dolphins. I'm simply pointing out that if you want to use Mac Jones as a punchline, and this is either those that want to take away from what Mac has done or Finns fans that just want to have a little fun at the expense of Patriots fans, that type of argument to me is disingenuous. Finns fans are far from the only ones to do this, folks. Trust me. Wait until the Pats play the Buffalo Bills. Foxborough faithful, I have a lot of ammunition for those weeks, but that's a conversation for another day. In the meantime, let's let week one play out and have both teams do their talking on the field. So, bottom line, Mac Jones, Tua Tagovailoa have their work cut out for them against two defenses that are going to give them all they can handle. And if I'm the New England Patriots, once again, I'm much more worried about the offensive attack that those Dolphins can provide as a whole. A lot of speed and a lot of different ways to beat you, not just the arm or the prowess of quarterback Tua Tagovailoa. I'm going to talk about that prowess and what it's going to take for the Patriots to try to neutralize it in a moment when this episode of the Locked On Patriots podcast continues. But first, folks, if you haven't tried Built Bar Puffs yet, you are absolutely depriving yourself of one of life's greatest joys. And guess what? There is a new flavor. You ready for this one? Delicious, indulgent cookie dough covered in chocolate. That's right, folks. Built has done it again. Let me introduce you to your new favorite, cookie dough chunk puffs. They have a light and chewy texture, real cookie dough chunks, and of course, covered in 100% real chocolate. All the joys of eating cookie dough without the hassle of making it. Plus, it's healthy for you. Cookie dough chunk puffs are only 160 calories, and they have a whopping 15 grams of protein in them. And the thing that I love about Built products is that all of their bars are made with collagen protein, which your body absorbs more efficiently, and it provides tons of health benefits. Eat something that tastes good and is good for you. You're going to love these new cookie dough chunk puffs. I promise you that. Whether you need a snack for your workout, a late night treat, or you just need to grab a quick bite, Built is the perfect protein bar, and they taste better than a candy bar. Ditch those calories, the fat, and the sugar, and grab yourself a Built bar. Go to Built.com, use the promo code LOCKED15, and get 15% off your next order. Use the promo code LOCKED15 at Built.com. Patriots fans, we're almost about to wrap things up here on this Tuesday episode of the Locked On Patriots podcast. And in the previous segments, we talked about the potential returns of Ty Montgomery. We talked about the potential returns of Isaiah Wynn. We talked a little bit at the expense of Tua Tagovailoa. And again, folks, I didn't mean that as a knock to Tua, simply saying that it's a little disingenuous to use the argument that Mac gets too much credit. And then you want to talk around and say that Tua Tagovailoa is 4-0 against the New England Patriots, potentially. To me, it just doesn't jive that way. Besides, if I'm the Pats, I'm definitely more concerned about this offense that the Dolphins are trotting out there as a whole. And let me tell you something, folks. The New England Patriots definitely will have their hands full on Sunday. Dolphins made some offseason acquisitions, infused a lot of speed. And not only did they add players on the field, but they also added Coach Mike McDaniel, who is a derivative of Kyle Shanahan over in San Francisco. And we've seen the type of offensive prowess that Shanahan's teams can put out there. McDaniel is definitely someone that can bring a lot of this to Miami. He already has, and he will continue to do so. And the last 2 years, with McDaniel at the helm, the 49ers have led the league in yards after the catch. I know my man Murph is listening right now. Murph, if you're listening, I know you love your yak. This Dolphins team is capable of doing that, and they're capable of definitely making things happen with the ball in the receiver's hands. Bill Belichick was asked specifically about this when we spoke with him this morning, meaning Tuesday morning, prior to the Patriots' departure from Miami. And he had a lot to say about what the Patriots will face and how they might combat it. And Belichick was very cautious to say that while everyone is focusing and putting a lot of emphasis on the zone running game, This is nothing new to the Patriots coaching staff. They know an awful lot about what Kyle Shanahan did and what Mike McDaniel is capable of doing in Miami. So when you look at the game plan, you look at the team, folks, each of those creates different things each week for a new opponent. There's multiple types of runs. Miami's not going to come at the Patriots with all zone runs by any stretch. They can't. Even the Patriots implementing their type of zone run offense, in this upcoming season, is not going to be all they're going to run. In fact, I think you might see them start to return to some of the old style running, maybe even as soon as this week, but that's a conversation for another day. We're going to get into the Patriots attack in just a couple of days, folks, as we continue to march toward the start of the 2022 NFL season and week one. But I digress. Miami's offense is going to pose some problems. They use all of their players. They use all the receivers, all their tight ends. They incorporate their tight ends as part of the running game, whether it be an RPO or a jet sweep. It really is kind of extended pass plays every single time the Miami Dolphins line up, because whether they're using their running backs or whether they're using their tight ends or they're using their receivers, everybody on the field has a chance to make things happen with the ball in their hands. The outside screens, the bubble passes, expect Tua to utilize a lot of that, and he's going to utilize every weapon he has on the field. The one thing that I really love about what Miami does offensively, folks, is they do a great job of attacking the entire field, and the play actions can come off of the running game as it's supposed to, but Miami does a really amazing job in being able to do it, and they've added a lot of speed to their team this offseason. Two backs that can definitely carry that load, Raheem Mostert, Chase Edmonds. Mostert obviously has played with McDaniel, played for the 49ers, did an amazing job for San Francisco, was one of their anchors of that running attack there, and really did a fine job. And Edmonds obviously knows that system well, played against it, and watched a lot of film, obviously, on the 49ers as a member of the Arizona Cardinals. So a lot of speed, a lot of intensity there. You look at the receivers now, what Miami is capable of trotting out there, and you got guys like Cedric Wilson and Tyreek Hill, added to someone like a Jalen Waddle. That's an explosive offense that has a balance of a running game. They have a balance of play action. They have a mobile quarterback in Tua Tagovailoa. Again, folks, I know I'm going to be maybe pigeonholed into saying that I had something to say about Tua. Believe me, that was not a knock on him whatsoever. So he can definitely move with the ball in his hands and the deep ball as well. He has the capability of throwing it and making explosive play threats. A guy like Tyreek Hill gives you that opportunity. And if I'm Tua Tagovailoa, I've heard a lot of the rumors and a lot of what's been going on this offseason. He's going to be very eager to test that ball down the field, and he's going to be eager to show off his arm strength and his new connection with Tyreek Hill. What else is he going to be eager to test? Well, he's going to test the Patriots secondary. Everybody else knows, along with Miami, that the Patriots lost J.C. Jackson this offseason. He's going to want to see if guys like Jalen Mills and Jonathan Jones are capable of handling the load. They're two of the faster cornerbacks that the Patriots have on staff, so they'll be your starting outside perimeter corners. And I think it's the best way for the Patriots to try to combat these speedy receivers and the speed game that the Pats are going to see on offense. I would also look for the linebackers to constantly be in motion. You're going to see guys like Mack Wilson, hopefully Josh Uche, definitely Anthony Jennings, step up and try to give Matt Judon a little bit of help out there at the linebacker position. And to me, the guy to watch, especially up front, is going to be Christian Barmore. If the Dolphins want to try to spring this running game, they're going to try to do it up front, and they're going to try to get blocks. If they can do that, that's going to really make life difficult for the Patriots defense. But if Barmore can start taking one, even two offensive linemen at a time, that's going to free up guys like Judon and maybe Jennings to pin their ears back and make things difficult for Tua Tagovailoa, who I expect is going to be kept on the run as much as possible. Even though his strong suit is being on the run and not necessarily throwing the ball, when you have the type of offensive weapons that he has, and we haven't even mentioned tight end Mike Gesicki, sorry, Claire, no tight endage just yet. That's being saved for Thursday, folks. But all kidding aside, that is going to be something that the Patriots are going to have to account for as well. So when you look at the credit that Tua is going to get for this game, definitely credit Miami's entire offense, because they pose a pretty significant challenge to the New England Patriots defense. But the Patriots will be up for it. We know that as well as anyone. A Bill Belichick coach team is never out of anything. So before anyone anoints this game a blowout or a guaranteed win for the Dolphins, the Patriots are going down to South Beach early, and they're going to try to come away with a victory. And I believe they can do it. And in the subsequent days here leading up to that, I intend to prove my case, along with the help of some illustrious guests, which will be back in the hot seat when we return tomorrow on Locked On Patriots. But until then, folks, please continue to stay safe and stay well. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart for continuing to make Locked On Patriots a daily part of your New England Patriots coverage. I want to thank a lot of you who have taken the time to give me some positive feedback on the show lately. I can't tell you what that means to me. I always enjoy hearing all of your feedback, positive, negative, indifferent. It's how we get better. It's how I get better and provide a better show for all of you. But positive feedback definitely does help. It makes me know that I'm doing something in the right direction, and I'm always, always happy to interact with all of you. So if you've taken the time to drop me a kind note, once again, folks, thank you, and I appreciate it. Until tomorrow, Foxborough faithful, please continue to stay safe, stay well, be the change you wish to see in the world. Now that you've made us your first listen, please make your second listen the ultimate NFL countdown for Locked On. Check it out wherever you get your podcasts. Definitely follow Locked On Network on Twitter. You will not miss a single second of the action. Once again, I'm Mike DeBate. Thank you for all of your support of Locked On Patriots, folks. Have a great day, everyone.